Gandhi.
Gandhi?
Gandhi's penis. New York.
This is Zarosh. Really don't have shit except for I'm friends with Jason and my brother is someday going to be known for the cello. And you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
You got a question for Zarosh?
Oh, we all got full mouths here.
Mm-hmm. I'm not eating.
Zarosh.
Yeah.
Do you, when you put the roll of toilet paper on the roll, I never do because I don't need to use that ever, do you have it to where the soft napkin rolls outside or inside when it comes out? You taught me this.
Well, it's got to face the faucet. Definitely. But, I mean, I'm Indian. I don't use toilet paper.
You want to talk about that a little bit? Because I'm going to tell you right now real quick before you interrupt me.
Just give it the old college try right
here. Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
96 times Schmitty.
Talking Schmidt.
He's so fucking bitchy.
Shit my pants, man.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Smith.
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Mic check, check.
Meow.
Z-Z-A-Z-A-R-Z-A-R-O-Z-A-R-O-S-H. Combata that with Eggleston, and you have our next guest, Zarosh.
Hey! Actually, Zarosh need bar cut.
What the fuck?
Mogaloo, Mogaloo.
Combata. Yeah.
Combata is the Gulf of Combat. That's where we landed.
Oh.
In India.
Bring them right.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I really feel like I'm on vacation coming to like this Monterey Dunes colony type of nudist beach. I mean, the view is amazing for me.
We're here live. Live for us, maybe not so much for you, but we are in Watsonville on the EOA, which is the Edge of America.
April 10th.
April 10th, 2019, which I got a fun fact for you. One day before the 20th anniversary of Greg Smith, a.k.a. Schmitty, working at Thrasher Magazine.
That is great.
Yeah, so that's when this they, comes out, you guys can all wish me a happy 20th anniversary.
You can hang your hat on.
Send money, buy hats, everything you want
to
do.
You know, it's 2 days later than that. Not to steal that from you, but Washington Street's 20th birthday.
Damn, the 12th?
13th.
13th. Right.
2 days from tomorrow. We're going down there.
That's not Friday the 13th, sadly. It would be.
Well, I mean, years it could be.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it's, I don't remember if it's the... They celebrate taking the barricades off, or if they celebrate when they stole the rail from the Santee Park and broke ground over there under the bridge.
WSVT. What does that stand for?
We're scared of Vanessa Torres.
Really?
Wheat, soy, veggies, and tofu. Mm-hmm. Water ski, volleyballs, and tennis. We're seriously very territorial. Yeah.
And what does it really stand for?
Washington Street Volunteer Team. Washington Street Vigilante Transition is the real... Washington Street Village Trolls. Really, it's Washington Street Vigilante Transition. However, when the cops come, we save Washington Street Volunteer Team. But before that, 2002, it was like still WSSA. And that's how San Pedro Skate Park Association was like. They took that and we were like, WSBT.
So for those of you that are a little unaware, because I do have some non-skateboarder listeners apparently, but Washington Street is one of the older DIY spots maybe?
At the time it seemed like a pretty new thing. It wasn't an OG thing, but now looking back, it was Burnside, FDR, Washington Street, San Pedro. Those are, to me, my favorites. Those are the big four.
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
Skateboarding. Made the best, by man. Skateboarders. Cement.
The general theory with Washington Street was that Burnside was the greatest skate park in the world. And that still holds true today. But Good Times was happening. The Bong Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn and Joe Pino met Sage Boyard there, and when they stole the rail out of Santee Park and started like doing, like, I think they built a bench and they got kicked out of somewhere for skating it, and they're like, but it's our bench, and they're like, fuck this, and they took it to Washington Street, and then pretty soon they made the Hot Topic wall and they made like a distress call to Sage Boyard, and he came down right away.
Oh, sick.
Like, help.
So who were the OGs that Who was the crew?
Well, it started with Glenn and Joe, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I started going to Washington Street, it was no one was there still. It was like the barricades were up for like, seemed like forever, but it was only like a year and a half or 2 years. And I would skate this pool in Chula Vista every single day. And somebody told me the barricades were off, and it was just like, immediately went there and was like, what can I do to help? And it's like, that's kind of the stupidest question. Just show up and like figure something out. But you know, pretty much nobody knew anything about concrete except for like Eddie Alioto and this guy Luke that I convinced to, I was like, hey dude, like let's go down there. And he's like he'd worked on all the stuff in Oregon. I was like, that's like, and he's like, I don't know, man. I'm like, no dude, like that's, and it just was on when the barricades came off. I think it was April 11th that the barricades came off, and it was just on. It was like, just moved, people moved in, like RVs, milk trucks, vans,
trucks. What year
trucks.
Was that, do you know?
I'm thinking that was 2001, something like that.
And Big
Right
Sperm.
When you started working, Sperm lived in the milk truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, do we know Sperm's real name?
James Broderick. Yeah.
I love Sperm.
You know who nobody knows the real name to?
Dog Boy.
Yeah, that's true too. Longmont Potion Castle. He's a prank call artist.
I don't even know his nickname.
Exactly. He is so LPC, but that dude is so wild. He prank calls Eddie Money while he's performing in Santa Cruz. And he's like, I'm about to go on stage right now. Are you going to bring gravel to me, buddy?
What the fuck?
I'm Eddie Money the singer. And it's like, dude, this is Longmont Potion Castle. He kind of fucking blows you out of the water, you know. Take me home tonight.
I love the rainy
night. I don't want to let you go till you see the... Like,
be my little baby.
And then Longmont Potion Castle's like, I got 1,600 pounds of gravel. This lady here, it's the craziest shit you'll ever hear. When it was first going on, I was like working full time and like trying to skate after work and trying to go down there and trying to go skate this pool in Chula Vista every single day. And I was like, the only thing that made sense was for everybody to move in there. And eventually we all ended up living there at one point. Either that or there was also a house that we had. It was more or less like the Terror Skateboards house. And so there was like this guy, Matt Ballard, and Mikey Ratt and Steve Roach.
How long do you think you lived there for?
It felt like 20 years. At the Bridge, I was there off and on for like two solid years.
Oh, really?
I built this cubby. They've since taken it out in between these two pools. It was like a death box. It connected two pools.
Okay.
And I built this thing. It was originally a cooler for beer, but it was like this 16-inch square void underneath the deck that no one knew about. And I would stash my sleeping bag down there. So wherever I was in the city, I just had to hobble back to the bridge at the bottom of the hill. And every night I had my sleeping bag there.
What was it like having roommates, I guess you'd call them, or bridge mates, like Big Sperm and Dirty Butt?
Never heard Big Sperm. Sperm.
That was Peacetone would call him Big Perm.
Big Perm.
Big Perm. Big Perm. Come on,
great,
Big Perm.
Man.
We got this.
Sperm was the best because I would copy all of his lines. He was one of those guys that would like never hit the lip if someone was watching.
I mean, I'm figuring though that with a guy like Sperm and Dirty Butt, that they're bringing loads of chicks back with names like that, right?
Dirty Butt would introduce himself as Dirty Butt. And at the time, I didn't really understand.
Did he not wipe his ass?
Sage gave him that nickname from Burnside.
Huh.
And Dirty Butt also tried to nickname me. He said, you got to have a bridge name. And I was like, you know, I'm down, I guess. But like, there was this other guy, Brian DeRoche. You ever hear about him?
Yeah.
The East Coast dude. Great skater. I think we ended up being roommates at one point. But he wanted to have a bridge name. He wanted to be called Tree because he wore brown Dickies and a green shirt. And there was green shirt days at Washington Street. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew to wear a green shirt. It was such a great time. Good Lord. People would be just vibing each other, just pissed off at each other for 2 months, but you'd still show up and hang out every day.
Right.
It wasn't like this, like, whoa, I just got this weird email. Like, this one dude, like, his wife, they're all out to dinner meeting this dude's new wife. I shouldn't say his name, but
yeah.
All I know is, like, the girl was like, if you're interested in yoga stuff, let me get your email, I'll follow up. She sends an invoice that night just over dinner conversation, Yoga mentions, you know, Thousand Names of Vishnu or some bullshit. $700 invoice in her inbox.
Bro. Oh my God.
That's what happens in Encinitas. So anyhow, Under the Bridge, it was fucking great. Dirty Butt, Sperm. Like, I woke up one time, I was sleeping in the berm, and I wake up, and as usual, like 2-3 in the morning, everybody starts trying to show up. Check this place out. I got the in here, guys. This place is crazy. And then out of fucking nowhere, Dog Boy comes up and he's like, park's closed. And I'm like, what's up, Dog Boy? Like, yeah, you guys got to beat it. Like, park is closed. There is a sign. It says park is closed.
Right.
Like, that was just the mantra forever. Uh-huh. Park is closed.
Park beat is it. Closed. True or false, you coined the phrase bridge life.
I did coin, yeah. I think Luke was making a video called Life Under the Bridge. Or there was a saying going around. And then the Hot Topic wall. Was that a little tiny punk wall?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't real punk. So it was Hot Topic. Not to be confused with the Gore wall. Hot Topic is still there.
Okay. Gore what was wall the first gone. What was the first thing built there?
Pretty sure the fun box.
The
with
fun?
The sand T rail and okay. Then Hot Topic.
To the flat bank?
Yeah, and then the thing up the pillars.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was painting the Hot Topic one day and I just wrote Bridge Life. It made sense. And I've even heard that someone in San Pedro has tried to start a company called Bridge Life. Which I think is a great name. You know, everybody tried to call everything side, you know.
Oh,
what do
right.
They call Burnside, Philly side and stuff,
side,
you know, and then
Pedro side.
And then it starts, you know, I think that, you know, Washington Street and then Channel Street.
I was going to name
totally,
this podcast dude, Schmitty side.
Schmitty side. Hey, I'm all about great name. Candlestick Park? That's a great name. There's so many good names
Oracle
out there.
Oracle Park, not so much.
No.
All right, let's take it back a little bit. We got a little sidetracked. I love starting out of the gates hot, though. The Washington Street stories are very important. Let's talk about when and where you were born.
Shit, I can almost see it from here. 1982, midwifery was illegal. In fact, my brother's midwife was in jail, I believe, for midwifery.
Whoa.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't Jason a midwife?
I think so.
I think he's super. Yeah, they're all into that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's sick. It's definitely the way to go. But my dad was like post Vietnam, like conscientious objector. I'm like, I'm not going to say he was a hippie because he went way beyond that and was like, we're living in some cabin in Big Sur with like no electricity, like caretaking these cats and chopping firewood for rent. And, you know, having all these kids, well, three of us, right? Three brothers, all born in the same house. We don't have fucking birth certificates. You know how hard that was post 9/11 to get a passport?
Wow.
They said no three times. It's $300 a pop. And I was so pissed. I was going to go jump on it. Anyhow, we were born in Big Sur in this little cabin.
Right.
And they didn't report me as being born for like 4 years. But
wow.
Big Sur, followed Colorado Canyon.
And your mom is from Bombay, India?
She's from Bombay, but we're not Bombayan.
Persian.
We are Persian.
And because is your dad from?
My dad's from Glendale.
Oh, how did they meet?
The Bach Festival in Carmel, obviously.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's a place to be. Yeah, Bach Festival is lit. I mean, that's probably one of the better things happening in Carmel. For all intents and purposes, I grew up in Carmel, and there's nothing to skate there, and there was nobody skating. And yeah, I would take the bus to Skate Station. Did you ever go there? Skate Station?
I went once, I think.
That's great. And I wish I could say that about the Grind, and I wish I could say that about the Dock, because I had the goddamn purple flyer saying all the information. We got a 60-foot wide spine ramp.
Fuck, that thing was badass.
And I just couldn't, you know, at this point, I'm like trying to borrow my parents' car for the night and get it back in the morning, you know, like drive to Fresno to skate Sugar Hill or whatever, and like,
yeah, we
you know,
did
I'm
that
like
one
14.
Too, Medford. And
oh, you went to Medford. Are you talking about Madera?
I'm or sorry, Medford? Madera, yeah.
Yeah.
The indoor one.
Ground Zero.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place was amazing.
Yeah, super fun. They had a vert ramp there and a bowl.
I believe that
and
vert ramp belonged to Alan Peterson.
I'd go there with Jesse Paez a lot. Because I was filming for Think. And,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was on Think. True or false, you are related to Freddie Mercury?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's my mom's cousin's sister's sister. It's her cousin.
Huh.
So it's non-gender binary. Farouk Bulsara Yeah, we're both Parsi. I believe he lived in Dadar Parsi Colony, where most of the Parsis are.
Wow.
My aunt's still there. And so, like, I've actually been meaning to, like, get the info from her, like, exactly what's going on. But if you're Parsi, like, the most typical thing to do is to, like, have, like, a really interesting story and then say, no, next time you go, no, I never said that. You know, like, come on, like, tell us the story. And like a dog, you bit him. So all this, like, bullshit sidetrack and, like, exaggerating, I get that from being Persian Zoroastrian. Like, they love to tell a story. Like,
okay.
We got amnesty over telling a story, you know?
Are you a fan of Queen?
I love it.
I heard tale that your great uncle skated with Gandhi.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah. Oh, no, I never said that. I'm pretty sure that he bit. No, what happened was that Gandhi was in town for, like, the Salt March, and they're, like, you know, they're trekking. Like, you've read, like, Gandhi stories. He's really hard to keep up with. He fucking jams barefoot. Yeah.
My girlfriend went to his house and all that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the big old library and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
right,
I didn't
by Mandavi Chowk Police Station, I went there.
Oh, sick.
Actually, really embarrassing story about that is I had, like, had a friend of mine who was, like, showed up at my house because he spilled beer on his shirt and was, like, looking for a new shirt. And I'm in the closet, and he's like, oh, you got so many shoes. Like, let me get a pair. I'm like, no, dude, I can't give these. These are ones I'm saving. Like, I walked on Gandhi's roof with these. And he took the shoe to his and, like, had this moment, and he's, like, about to fall over. He's so drunk. He French kissed the shoe, like, tongue and all, on, like, right on the ollie part of the sole. And I was just like, dude, India is full of shit and feces, and that's it's actually kind of like, when you smell that, it reminds you of India. It's weird.
Whoa.
But anyhow, him and my uncle were friends, and my uncle skated. Every time he saw me, he would skate.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but he's, you know, my uncle is 70, would be 90 now, but back when he was like 70 and 80, he was skating.
Okay.
Goofy foot. But there's a connection there. Basically, Gandhi blessed your podcast.
That could be my new hashtag.
I'll send you an invoice.
Gandhi blessed my hashtag.
$700.
Cranny just sent in a text message saying to ask you the relationship between Jal and Brickham.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. He's saying Jal, J-A-L, yeah. Japan Airlines. Yeah, that's my grandfather, and he. So my grandmother started going to University of Southern California and was trying to move the family out west, you know, to get out of India.
Uh-huh.
And Jal stayed behind to finish up his affairs and stuff. He had, like, a particulates company. And he's like, oh, just, and he went full into yoga. You know, you're still married, but, you know, you're single. What do? You work out, you know? And so he's like, he's excelling enough to get invited to Bikram Chowdhury's, like, I'm sorry, not Bikram, BKS Iyengar. Bikram Chowdhury he's a creep. You know, what's this? Have you seen that shit? That guy's a creep. But you're my guru. I'm just a man with a loincloth that's coming off. I think Bikram Chowdhury is sick, but he's a creep. BKS Iyengar is a more vigilant yoga kook.
Like, okay.
And Jal, my grandfather, was, like, excelling. Actually, it was his birthday yesterday.
Nice. Happy birthday, yeah. Grandpa Z.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Jal.
Fuck yeah. He's excelling in his yoga enough to get invited to his private residence in Pune, which is another place Freddie lived, Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh. Imagine getting Punani in Pune.
Dude, imagine getting backhanded in Pune. That's ghetto. He couldn't get into the lotus posture and, you know.
The downward dog was all he had.
Yeah, downward dog. Well, that's, yeah. He stepped on his knee to get it in, and he had this pole vaulting accident.
Yeah.
Like a street pole vaulting accident where he fucked his knees up. And
right.
So he was like, couldn't do it. And so he steps on his knee to get it down. It popped. And so he screamed. And so BKS Iyengar backhands him across the mouth.
Oh, my God.
And then, like a dog, he bit him.
All right. Well, I think we got enough culture so far.
Yeah.
The skate audience is screaming for this. Mm. How'd you find skateboarding?
I don't know how skateboarding found me. Like, I'm not sure if I'm maybe the most irrelevant person on your podcast.
Well, it's not a contest. Not yet. It's not a contest.
It's a marathon.
And you're the most relevant today. I'm assuming it was Monterey or Carmel.
I was in Carmel, and the girl who lived across the street was like super cool and got us into all this cool stuff. Showed us how to shoot guns, like how to like whittle like with a knife and not cut yourself, like all this cool stuff. And she just like gave us a skateboard and was like showed us how to do it. And we're like, it was so rad.
How old were you?
This was like 1988.
88.
I was born in 82.
Six?
Yeah.
What was the skateboard?
I'm actually 47, but yes, I was born in 82. Okay. The skateboard was just like some old school pig board, like a little cow grip tape, like big old flat thing. And what happened was, we left it at our friend's house around the corner, and his brother got pissed at him and snapped it over his knee, which is like a weird way to break a board.
Do you remember like that vividly? Do you remember being like instantly?
Oh yeah, like instantly stoked. Uh-huh. Yeah, because we had two boards in. Okay. We bombed the hill with two board. With is that each of us had our own board? Was, then, yeah.
Would you knee board or what?
Butt board. Butt for board? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of butt boarding. We still butt board. Did we butt board down that tunnel in Carmel?
No, we did. We were going to talk about it. I don't believe that.
It's not. I mean, you can.
I think
crouch.
That's urban legend.
Here's the thing, Schmitty. Never get down on both knees at the same time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to knee board.
How do you get off?
But I'm a kook. There's no doubt about that.
What was your first real board, though?
Well, when that guy's mom, the brothers that snapped our board, when she found out that. I don't know if it was a complete or just a deck, but she went over to Sunshine Freestyle in Monterey and like bought us a brand new Natus Copas deck. I think it was a kitten, the Jimbo Phillips kitten.
SMA.
Fun fact, I just named a baby Natus. It's so sick. I mean,
what do you mean you named a baby?
Each person born should be themselves, not someone else, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, name it something cool like Natus, you know. Natus is a unique name. There's only one. Uni is in one.
Whose baby?
My friend Abe's baby down there. Made a baby.
It's like 6 months old. That if you spell Natus backwards, it's Satan.
Yeah, and it's like the people half step and like, whoa, isn't that kind of satanic? And it's like, what's wrong with Satanism? It's actually not that bad, is it? Or is it just what the Bible scapegoats everything to? We have it so fucking good. 2019, we live on the coast of California. Of course, yes. We've got skateboarding here. We've got all, I mean, if you live in England or anywhere else, it's a little bit slower to get to these places like Japan and like India. Right. Like Japan's had skateboarding forever. Yeah. In fact, they had the first skateboard park, Shirahata.
Japan.
The one with the Bailey frontside ollie.
Yeah.
Starts with this tiny little vert wall and it's this big wave.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a
roller skate turnaround in the 60s, and that it immediately turned into a skateboard park in like 1969.
Huh.
I feel like that's the first skate park in the world.
That's knowledge there, kids. So you had this Natus board, you sanded it.
I mean, waxed it.
You started skating, yeah. You started butt boarding hills.
Yeah, grass.
Somewhere you got like a little bit better.
Where skate station opened.
Skate station open. Yeah. So that was kind of your training facility.
And here's the thing. I lived in Monterey, so I thought Santa Cruz was the skate capital of the world. But lo and behold, of course, Russ Pope's like father-in-law lived at the end of my street. So I had a scarecrow board. This is like
Monterey?
1994. Carmel.
Or Carmel.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so,
shout out to Russ Pope.
Shout out.
He's the best.
He is pretty awesome.
He's not from Salinas, but he's from Salinas.
Okay.
And Salinas, I think, was the capital at one point. Place is sick.
Steinbeck, heard of him.
Skateboarders from Salinas to this day. I think you met Chewy Gomez.
The guy from the KML? That's the DJ on KML.
Yeah, Chewy maybe Gomez. So. Yeah, that's right. No, that's different. I've heard that. I've had that happen twice now. Hey, Northern California, it's the best. Whenever I was in Southern California for so long, yeah. That like I mean I feel like I spent the whole time trying to tell people like, hey, there's trees up here. It's cool. We bomb hills. Like there's all this. You can go down the wharf. There's elephant seals. Like there's all kinds of cool shit to do here.
Right.
Dirt boarding.
No, it's endless. And you can be in the snow within 3 hours. You could be in the ocean within 3 hours. You could be like you could surf and snowboard in the same day.
That's true.
That's amazing. Like, not too many places you can do that.
I personally don't see any relation between surfing and skateboarding, but I do see a lot between skimboarding. I mean, Neil Blender, he's surfing in GNS footage.
I feel like skimboarding is just for people that are afraid of sharks. They don't want to go into the deep end.
you got sand crabs.
Yeah,
you got jellyfish.
Yeah, but they're not afraid of that. They're just afraid of sharks, they don't want to go in the deep water and have to paddle out. Because paddling out's the hardest part of surfing. You know that, right? Like, you go up to Ocean Beach and you try to get out to a wave, you might spend all day trying to get
brutal.
Fucked. So, shout out to Gnar Hunters, though.
Shout out.
My surf sponsor here on the show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love their towels.
Speaking of sponsors, who was your first sponsor?
Skate Station.
It was?
Oh, yeah. The guy, Slacker, he gave me a bottle of water. And I was like, I'd never been given anything in my life. And he didn't charge. He was like, it was homie hookup. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I'll wear your t-shirt a good old day.
A bottle of water.
Yeah, big old crystal guy, like the tall half gallon.
Like every time you
came? No, just one time.
Break down the chronological sponsorship events that happened with your life.
I rode for a local company called Bain Skateboard.
It's
a
little
Monterey thing.
Monterey.
Yeah, it was pretty small, but it was a thing we worked on really hard. You know, started from the ground up. And I think Bain started in '96 or '97, and I probably got on in like '98.
What year was Sean Martin's photo?
That was 1987. First Spitfire shirt.
Sean Martin, Monterey Library?
Monterey Bus Station. Transit Plaza.
I love talking Schmidt.
Is that illegal?
That's our good friend and owner of the house, Jason Lee Jesse.
I gave Jason a sponsor me video one time.
Yeah.
You tried to get on Jason Jesse?
Yeah, I actually tried really fucking hard to get on Vision Streetwear.
Really?
I probably cried.
Because of the Elroy graphic or what?
Mostly was hyped on Shove It. Shove It the brand. But they sent me a no thank you letter. My video was horrible. It was all slams.
What?
Did you ever watch my sponsor video?
I'm going to watch it right
now. It is fucking horrible. I have like a lot of embarrassing stuff in my life and like just that whole
cringe. Does that exist somewhere?
I've got a copy. They sent my video back. It was that bad. Vision did. And you know what they sent back with it? They said, we put on Jamie Smith in Knoxville, Tennessee and Nate Sherwood of Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
And I was like,
shout out to Nate Sherwood.
Dude, I saw the ad, pressure flip. 50-50 360 laser flip out, and I was like, okay, actually now I feel better because I cannot even kick flip out of a garden,
right.
I guess. So like, I always went to that whole like, oh, I gotta get sponsored thing, but I also was more focused on making sure I had boards to ride, and I didn't think that sponsors could do that because there was no boards that I wanted to ride. I've always rode like a wider board,
right?
And so I was just stockpiling stuff.
I was never into Vision, really.
Well,
I had Mark Gonzalez board Vision early, but then I don't know.
You remember a guy named Jesse Gullings?
I remember a guy named something Yarbrough, Billy Joe Yarbrough, maybe.
Sounds pretty.
He familiar. Was a Vision Am. That
oh
was
no!
Like,
yeah, I remember that name for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
Benihana.
Yeah, like high flying.
Sure.
Fucking.
I went through the castle circuit, so I met a lot of these kids. Yeah,
okay.
I was a geek. I sucked too. Trucks were so tight.
Did you ever hang out with Sonia Catalano?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I won a Skate Station contest.
What about the Bostics?
Fucking see Don Bostic's footage. I'm one of the only people that's seen this. Him racing in Laguna Seca.
Really?
He is wearing a sleeveless wetsuit. That's his racing getup.
Shout out to Don Bostic of Boulder
Jason,
Creek, California.
Is he from Boulder Creek?
Well, see
now,
him and his wife up there.
Is he tracker or trans world or both? Because Jason pointed him out at the boardroom one night, and I was like, I've seen that dude in 1981 bailing. He eats shit. I think Rick Blackheart, like he's trying to pass him, and Blackheart sees him in his blind spot, and he just takes him like a street sweeper just pushes him off into the gravel.
Holy shit.
Bostic goes down.
So what happened, though? Was it Sam Hitt's company, your first
sponsor?
I moved
to San Diego when I was 17 because I was like, I wanted to get real with it. I was like, you know, I want to just get a job in the industry, you know, like maybe I'll get sponsor or whatever. But I just went straight to San Diego because I had a chance to go down there. My brother was, I think they were planning on going to school, or maybe he was chasing tail. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do trade shows in a month. August of 2000, we moved down there. And I just like literally would like try to find addresses to like skateboard factories and phone numbers and just call everybody and demand to give me a job. You know, you don't even really think about it. Like, you should give me a job.
Right.
Like, you should sponsor me. Like, why? What's in it for us? What's in it for you? Like, anyhow, I got a job at, eventually worked at Alias Distribution.
Okay.
And that was the best job ever. I had another job or two before that. I went to Manpower for a long time. But long story short, I met Justin, that's now Generator. And that's like my real job sponsor, like solid, got me into the industry type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, that was in like August of 2000 that we met. And that was a great job. We were Alias Silkscreen.
Oh, okay. Is that where you learned your silkscreening?
Yeah, Top Graphics.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then through that, you met like Sam and Darren and all of them?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It was probably all at like Roachie's Ramp. We all skate this. God, I don't remember how. It's weird, but there was a time before Washington Street where people would still skate and meet up. But
yeah, Donger.
What's that?
Donger was skating before Washington Street.
Dude, Donger and Joe Pino.
Pino, one of my first trips to San Diego with Preston, we went skating with Joe Pino, and he fucking launched this big ass ollie somewhere.
He fucking wrecks shop. He's like Canton Russell.
Yeah, he was
sick. Fucking wrecks shop.
Speaking of P-Stone, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're one of the many, many people I met through Preston. Basically, I believe we've both spoken of it. It was the Hunters Point Ramp party.
Yeah.
Where the bands played. Shed maybe came up.
I think Shed.
And Johnny and the Dudes.
Shed was like
Dirty and the Donuts, my band.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dirty and the Donuts was there.
Michael Crabtree, where are you, bud?
Where is
bud?
He's an amazing artist. He's a chalkboard artist.
Actually, he's an amazing human being.
Yeah,
I agree. He's one of my faves.
And a one-time Seaside resident.
I love Mike Crabtree.
That's so rad.
So how did you meet Preston? And then give us a good story, a good memory of my old P-Stone.
So I think I met Preston through Craig Whitehead, who rode for Good Times and moved to San Diego. He worked at Skate Station. He was like the one dude I knew in San Diego.
I know him.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
Z-Flex. They were doing Z-Flex. Aaron Scott was running all this stuff.
Right.
And that's how we ended up coming up there, was that Aaron Scott like bought everybody neck pillows and like took his Ford Excursion up to this. All we got was some like 4x6 flyer that just said party and said vert ramp.
Oh, to that thing.
Shed. Like
Aaron Scott, you remember this? Drummer of Shed, OG Z Boy.
Bought everybody neck pillows and fucking we all went. I think I went up with.
And I think they all brought their ladies too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Dude, that was a fun party.
Dude, that's right. Oh, my God.
I remember, I think Trehobel poured a full beer over some girl that was dancing in front of Johnny and the Dudes.
Johnny and the Dudes is not Dirty in the Donuts. And you were playing the same night, but that was a rowdy show.
Yeah.
I was so into Hightower at that point. That was like...
Oh, did Hightower play too?
Hightower
probably
played.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was epic. Hightower, just their idea. I remember the Slap article, Hightower Everything Now.
Uh-huh.
It was just so like bare bones, just go out and skate. Like,
yeah,
do it all to like the fullest extent of doing it. And like,
I always thought that they needed to go back and master some of their songs with lyrics.
I Am the Wall Ride. But on a more like musical level, it was like a deeper thing. Like, you know, like reggae songs are like 14 minutes long, and that's like just getting started. But they were progressing. It was like, well, you had to hear the whole thing to get into it. It's like Earthless, you know.
Yeah.
They jam for 45 minutes, and like that's their song.
I know.
And it's hard to keep up with.
It's hard.
It's like going to Derby Park. You're like fuck, I wish they would have just built a perfect quarter pipe. I could practice.
Well, but it's kind of like going to band practice, it feels like to me.
Cue in the actual I Am the Wall Ride song.
Tower, obviously. Yeah. Dave Fallis.
Oh, yeah. Dave Fallis.
Jake Palladino.
Is that his last
name? And Shane, I'm going to butcher it.
Menenich. They're the best. I was actually their roadie for a little bit.
I've probably seen that band, I'm going to say, more than any other band.
How many times have you seen Red Hot Chili Peppers, Schmitty?
I've never
seen
them.
Yucatan Sucker Man.
Am I talking dirty? Suck my kiss.
Sorry.
The only one I like is Cabron, so, Cabron.
To answer your question, yeah.
Do you we went from Peace Stone to Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Sorry about that.
We're all over the map here.
Preston was the best. I was in a whole, couldn't get my passport phase and, would try to take advantage of complaining to him, and he wouldn't have any of it. It was the best. He would just be like, you can get a passport, there's papers out there. He was like, you'll get it, trust me. And then long story short, I did get a passport, and I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go to England. And he's, oh yeah, look up these dudes. And I was just like, gave me phone numbers, and I'd call them, and I was like, I'm friends with Preston, and give me your number. And Preston got me into India. I was in England, right?
What?
And the dude was, then I heard that there was something to skate in India, and all these dudes were going out there. I was like, I'm going. And I was way late, and the dude was like, oh no, we're closed for the season, you know? And tried to cut me off, and the dude in England had the good word from Preston was like, no, dude, this guy wants to come skate your spot. He's friends with this dude, Preston. And so I finally make it to India, and I'm on the back of this dude's moped, and he's like, oh yeah, the guy put in a good word for you. He said you're friends with this guy, Preston, in San Diego. I'm like, dude, Peace Stone is the fucking best. If it wasn't for Preston, I wouldn't have gone, and I would have just skated South Bank by myself. If it wasn't for Preston, I wouldn't have gone and hooked up with these dudes. That was the guy that owns Death Skateboards, and I still ride for them. Death for life to this day.
Oh, sick.
Not to be confused with Death Box.
Okay.
Either one.
What are the differences?
Well, they said skateboarding was dead in 1977. The Council of hierarchy in England said skateboarding was dead, pronounced it dead in like the papers and stuff. And so they're like, all right, well, how can it be dead? So he called his company Death.
You ever had a breakfast burrito on Dog Beach? Come on. What, you never been down there?
I've been there.
What I tripped on instantly was how segregated that small area is. Like, I would go down to OB, and I couldn't get my friends from Mission Beach to meet me.
Oh, hell
and
no.
And then I'd go to Mission Beach, thinking? And you can't get your friends from OB to...
No,
nobody will
not.
Go anywhere.
No.
And then I was like... Okay, well, what about when I go to Escondido? There's no way anyone's going. So it was like every you have to pick your crew.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to hang out with Mavs. Then I'm going to go to OB and hang out with Hewitt and Blender. Then I'm going to go up to Escondido and hang out with Jerhobel. But we can't all hang out together because nobody leaves.
Why would you try to get... It's not even worth trying to get someone to leave. Like, you might as well just go to where they're at.
But what if you're one guy that's not from there that wants to hang out with everybody because you only have limited time down there?
You know who's great is this fucking Smolik's. Both of them. Mike Smolik, Peter's
brother.
Shout out
to Peter Smolik.
Shout out.
Mike Smolik is super sick, too. We still skate to this day. He's still, like, out there. I'm sure Peter is, too. Peter could... He would show up at Washington Street and do crazy shit. Switch lip slides in freaking deepest... Second deepest pool there.
You ever skate with Wes Kramer?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Skater of the Year.
Roommates.
You ever heard of him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wes Kramer. I thought you were talking about Wes Cobb.
No.
Wes Cobb
is Wes
the
Kramer,
only name
skate mafia.
Only name in the concrete at Washington Street. Wes Kramer... Marius and a few other kids, Julian Davidson, I believe are all from Carmel Valley. Speaking of which, I've told them forever, since they were Groms, that they need to come to the other Carmel Valley, which is over there.
Ooh. With
April 21st, Easter Sunday, we're doing this. I've even heard that Chico Brennis and Peter Hewitt are coming.
Wow. I'll believe it when I see it.
Is Ronnie here right now? Does he want to go?
I'll believe that when I see it.
He's goofy foot, though. I'm trying to get more regular footers.
Until I see it, I don't know what I know.
Regular foot, right?
I'm regular foot. Yeah, I ate shit, so I might be out already. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little break and get a public service announcement from the one and only Tim McKenney. We'll be right back.
This is the year of the empathy. Get it. Get your empathy back. Let somebody in on the freeway. Give somebody the right of way. Ask them how they are. This whole narcissistic vampire elitist bullshit has got to come to an end starting this year. Please.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi there, interworld of webs, cast, podding. This is Cranny. You're listening to Schmidt Talk, talking Schmidt. Talk some Schmidt. Put it in your ear hole. Find out about your world.
Will you look at that? We're back.
We are back. Are we going to go take a shower later?
I took a shower this morning. We're going to do it because
took a shower.
This could be our opportune moment. To plug what's coming up, April 21st, Kachala! Let's talk Kachala. I'm so stoked that you pronounced it so I can kind of say it.
Kachala. Place is amazing. You know, it's just the other side of the hills from Big Sur. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 17 miles away. It's so less blown out. Everything's 10-acre lots there, minimum. You can't subdivide it, and so it stays unpopulated. Oh, it's a great place.
And how long has that been under your thumb?
Under the family's Eaglestone thumb since 1983.
And when did you kind of look at it and say,
Oh, when I got dirt wheels, 1996.
96, fuck, did that come before
XT
the
dirt
cement?
Wheels. Oh, yeah. 1996, I mean, it's 10 acres, but it's mostly hills.
Yeah.
And so you're like, yeah, it'd be cool, you could just build a pool. Like, I remember, like, pouring our garage, like first concrete pour, it's like late 90s, and I'm like, oh yeah, we'll just like got a little extra mud, we'll just dig a hole real quick and build something to skate. And it's like, and then learning what it takes, it's like you need a month to build a pool, you know what I mean?
Yeah
Actually, you need the building the pool up there took 5 years. When we got dirt wheels, we were like, now we can skate Kachala, you know, like my cousin actually, Forest Raspberry Sage Dolphin Tree, Tom Bombadil, McPadden Eggleston, he got dirt wheels in 1996 from
Where
Skateworks.
Where would you get at Skateworks?
Oh yeah, Skateworks with the Tony Magnuson SGI deck.
Shout out to Bill Strubing.
Shout out.
Bill Strubing is the greatest. Did you know he named Whalebone? Whalebone? Ron Whaley?
Ron Whaley?
Big old Whalebone.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
shit.
Bill Strubing's the best, man.
I love the whole Strubing family. Man. I can't get enough of them.
You got a pro OJ wheel.
I got five.
That's sick, man. I was on OJ for a minute in 2011, and I got a lot of Omar's joints.
My friend used to be the TM.
Who is your friend?
His name was Alex also, but his last name was Horn, not Foy.
I remember Alex Horn from San Diego, and he could do head-high stale fishes to tail bash. That's him.
He can do a lot of things. Stale fish tail bash is one. He can skimboard with blender on any given day.
That's pretty
he
good
can,
talent there.
He can speak Spanish and build a house in Mexico. No problem.
Body jar revert.
Yeah. Not many people do the tail block to fakie.
No, not at all.
But Cran Man can. That's our motto
here. If he listens to this, do you think that he'll probably remember that he can do that?
If he listens to this,
he
might remember that he heard it.
That's rad.
Yeah.
There's a great scene there. What were we talking about before that?
We're
still in Kashawa,
about,
dirt
yeah,
wheels.
Dirt boards and
OJs,
how basically the Strubings introduced you to your first set.
I got mine from Bill's Wheels.
But ooh,
what had happened was
beef.
I
Bill
love
beef.
Them. I actually ride for Bill's Wheels, and they are the to me the best skate shop in the
East Side the versus the West Side.
Yeah. They're Midtown. They're Midtown, but Bill's is great. I mean, it's everything you want. It's only skateboards. Like, I mean, I've seen backpacks there, but those are from the 90s. Some dude brought them in on consignment. They only sell skateboards. I'm not into surfing. I'm not into snowboarding.
Wait, where?
At Bill's Wheels.
They sell surfboards at Skateworks?
No, I'm just saying the skate shops in general. You know, like, it's one of the finest skate shops anywhere.
Do you ever remember a guy named Dale Smith?
Dale?
Go Smith. Skate.
No, that doesn't sound
familiar.
That was
right across the street from the boardwalk.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. I face planted. I sacked that rail and chipped my teeth. Blasted my face on the sidewalk and went in to go, let me use your mirror. I'm like, can I also get some cushions for my trucks too?
I feel you though on that. I like skate shops that
you
just
know,
have skateboards.
I did want to name drop a little bit. You know, we will get to that.
All right.
Dave Sipinuski though. What a great name. What a great dude. He no longer works for High Speed.
Marketing goon on Instagram. If you're
goon,
considering following my good friend.
He's a man of many talents. That guy can herd goats. He can build a painted ramp. He can run an art show.
Have you ever met somebody that had their balls tied so they couldn't have kids and then had their balls untied and then got their wife pregnant?
That does happen. Yes,
well,
for sure.
Sipinuski did that.
I'm pretty sure that's what a procedure is of Sipinuski.
That's called double whammy on your jammy. But let's get back to dirt boarding because you got this event coming up and I want people to be aware of it. It's no kooks. But all the kooks are invited.
Anybody can do whatever they want.
Right.
But I have actually worked really hard to prove to myself that this is skateboarding. Strictly skateboarding. There's no toe clips. There's no none
Velcro.
Of this other bullshit. It's very different, but it's just a skateboard. And you just get on it. And it's like just learning a new trick. But then what I want it to be for people is like you jump on this thing and it's like, you immediately have to adapt in 9 seconds or less, or like 0.009 seconds. And it feels like that you've never skated before, but you kind of have some skills. Like you're just basically like born, you wake up out of this dream and you're like, I'm jamming down the hill. It's kind of like skateboarding. And you're like, but I've never fucking done this before. And it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's not that scary, but then again, like you do have to kind of go for it. You know, there's no room.
What tips do you have for a new beginner?
Just get wet. Just get wet. If you jump off, then you've cut. Like, if you jump off, you're cut the year before. Like, it's just,
I've
you
been
can't.
There.
You need to, you got tossed.
Oh.
Well, we had just done all the tractor.
Somebody
why did you fall?
Left
there was
the
a hose
across this damn fucking course. I'll blame the hose till the day I die.
Dang.
If anyone sees these wheels and how big
maybe
they are and
trying
how small
to take
the
a shower.
Hose was.
Oh, man. Well, it was the angle of the hose.
But no, the thing that I noticed is the turning is very different. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels almost like a, almost probably like skimboarding or surfing where it kind of slides a little. You're turning.
OJ, the original OJ, mm-hmm. they actually coined a term called the slip to grip ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Super quick slip to grip ratio. I have banned, personally, at Kishawa, banned GoPro selfie sticks, you know? Like,
ooh,
yeah, that's just
God.
The whole thing. Like, yeah. you know, people would turn in their footage and you just see their mouth. And it's like, dude, come on. You know, I don't.
What are we looking for this year? Why is this year going to be the best one that you've done?
I cannot
this
answer.
Is the fifth anniversary, is that right?
Well, this year we have a flesh tunnel. You want to know what color it is?
I'm assuming flesh.
It's flesh, yeah. And so...
there's a tunnel.
We've got some stuff, yeah. The idea is that you're bombing down this hill. You've never done it before. Let me go back a little bit.
Is this the fifth year?
This is the sixth year.
Sixth year.
It really started with like just skating down from up above there by yourself and being like, dude, that like I'm kind of hauling ass right now. I might eat shit.
Yeah.
I wish someone could see it if I do. Because you can pack there and you're just scorpion in the dirt and you're like, dude, someone should have seen that.
Or the nice hay bale.
And yeah, you ate shit and you're glad that someone saw it.
Yeah.
But you didn't make the cut for King of the Road.
No one filmed it.
Sipanowski saw it.
There was 4,863 camera guys with the Vice team and not one of them filmed it.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
From long ways away. I heard the slam.
It's definitely urban legend now.
Well, you know what it's like to slam in the dirt. It's a trip.
Yeah, it's hard.
But you can also get back up and keep going. Maybe not in your case, but I always had this feeling like, why don't we do this with, you know, if you had your buddy, like six people, fucking 20 people. So I like started hoarding the XTs, like the real dirt wheels, not like the shitty, like Chinese knockoffs, but like the real, like made in America ones where they're like real rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like 20 setups and I'm like, let's start bringing, like Emmanuel started coming out. He was like the first, and Jason came out to a bunch of the races. And I was like, let's just get everybody to go down. No rules, no race, no. It's dual downhill like Laguna Seca was, but it's in the dirt and there's no rules. You can literally fucking push people over like as hard as you can. Like you can be going around a turn and just blast. I've done it. Like blast three people into this bush and the bush breaks. And it's like in all those moments you could have like the greatest moment of your life skateboarding just in something where it's literally not skatable other than that.
So this year we're going to be out there April 21st.
Thrasher's covering it.
And what time frame are we?
I can tell you this, that amateur hour ends at 1:00.
Okay.
And so if you're going to, the mood can be ruined if you jump off your board. Like just take it in. Like what did Phelps say? You always fall going forwards, like because that's commitment. Like you either slam.
Right.
Or you make it, and there's just no, absolutely no, any other day of the year you can experiment, because you can go downhill slow, but like my friend Chewy from Salinas.
Chewy Gomez.
KRML. He runs up the hill every time, gets more runs than anybody, and it's like, you run up the hill, and you don't have the energy left after that. You just let go, and your arms are out, and you just are just coasting.
Like, right.
But, you know, it's also the gap, there's no brakes, you're just... And so, like, that's the attitude. My dad doesn't believe in setting his parking brake and learned the hard way yesterday. And his Volvo rolled down the hill.
Oh, boy.
And actually trailblazed this path to this road I was trying to get access to.
So we got a new path?
We got a new path. I got to do, like, 30 more feet of brush clearing. But he cleared 160 feet of brush.
Whoa.
And so it's just so, it's like.
So we got a new hill.
Calf muscle steep. We got a new hill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at the end we do a improvised.
Is there any obstacles?
Stunt.
We got some flat bars.
Well, we got the flesh tunnel. We got a couple ride-on grinds.
What about the jump to Jeep bar? I've seen that on your Instagram.
That's right. We had, you know what? I have a friend that does my tractor work out there that's going to bring his, he has a first gen 4Runner. Did you ever see Tim Brouch used to skate Jeff Kendall's 4Runner of all things?
Yeah.
And Nata skated his own 4Runner.
Right.
Well, he's got a 4Runner that's just completely caged, but it's basically like, you know, solid.
Okay.
Like, you know, you could actually rail slide it, I guess. But,
yeah.
Well, I put some plywood on it. I'm looking forward to doing some weird stuff, like basically like secret trail into like plywood on top of a bush. So you're like you're riding on this piece of plywood, but it's like bouncing up on this piece of bush.
Okay.
And there's like, you know, 8 sheets of plywood. You get that floaty feeling.
I'm dreaming of a firing line, the first ever dirt board firing line.
You know, I just sent a set of wheels to Chico. And
Chico Brenes, shout out to Chico.
I don't think that a nollie heel or a nollie kickflip has been done on one, but I have seen Israel Forbes pressure flip one.
I was going to say, Israel's got to be one of the better guys at it. I mean, obviously you're good at it, but like outside
he
of...
He won it.
Israel.
One time. He did a backside tail slide.
He's really good.
Did you see him that year? I think you were out there year four.
Was that 2 years ago?
He came to number four.
Okay.
That one was rad. You got some footage from that too.
Well, we're hyped for it. King of the Road was there at their midway point.
King of the Road was amazing.
They blew it out, and I don't know if it's going to go mainstream or not, but it was on the cover of fucking Thrasher magazine, kids.
Monterey's only been on the cover one other time than that, and that was the Laguna Seca downhill with my friend Fred Lowery. He talked those dudes into letting them race skateboards in 1979.
Steve Olson.
I don't know if he was there, actually.
Blackheart
was definitely there. Dwayne Peters.
Bob
DeNike is definitely... Tim Piamarta, Rich Novak.
Was Gavin DeNike's dad there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Funny thing is...
Shout out to Gavin.
Shout out.
I know you're listening.
Tony Vitello and Sally Vitello's dad was there.
That was cool.
And what was crazy is when we did it again in 2011, because of this dude, Fred, I had seen the footage... And Faust was like up on this little, like where there used to be this podium thing up on this hill. And when Tony showed up, he was in that exact spot. I'm like, dude, that's like right where your dad was. It was pretty rad.
Will there be a women's division?
The girls division is fucking lit.
I don't want to overstep boundaries, but you and I have had these fictitious text conversations before.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that you should go for one bracket.
Bear versus shark.
You get your dream scenario. You get Vanessa Torres versus Alyssa Steamer.
We're scared of you Vanessa Torres.
You get Noah Peacock versus Sean Martin. Like whoever you,
ooh, yeah,
your dream, you get Pierre versus fucking Mickey. Whoever you want.
Ooh, those are great ideas.
And you get the confirmation of these guys, and they are in there some at some point.
Jason, who would you want to battle dirt boarding?
Jason Jesse like versus Andy Roy. Versus.
Oh man, that would be so fun with Andy.
Or Baca.
Nuts to butts.
So Baca will win.
Ooh,
Baca will win.
Is this like Baca?
How about Jason versus Ronnie?
Baca versus
we
Slash.
Got two Watsonville residents.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, good. Kids, you heard it here. Jason Jesse versus Ronnie Sandoval at the Big Kachuga.
Hey, Ronnie's
has
goofy
just been
foot.
Confirmed.
Really want Raven to come this year.
Is your brother going to be playing music?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to set him up at the main turn in the hay bales.
Nice.
I've got a couple Yetis coming out this year to just kind of spook people. We got a lot of Poison Oak this year.
Fuck, I hate Poison Oak.
We got the Flesh Tunnel. We got the Passing Bank. We got this big straightaway. Kashawa, the whole entire mountain is like this giant like water table. Like Kashawa actually means hidden water. So there's like this weird, I wouldn't call it a water table. It's more of like these underground rivers, and it can just be so wet that it'll be too slow, or it can be so dry and hard that people are like breaking their legs. Like,
well,
it can get
just
so hard.
Rain.
It could rain the perfect amount, and it always works out. And within the first 5 minutes, it's always, you know,
I think the
vibe
would
gets
be
set.
Pretty funny.
If it gets like super wet, we'll go down that steep hill. This is the most fun you'll ever have, and that's the only reason I want people to come out experience this.
I think to me it's like Kelly Slater's Perfect Wave. It's like it's awesome, but not everybody can do it.
You know, I feel like people are going to start building really crazy stuff. The thing is, it's a skateboard, so
but
there's
you have
no,
to have acres of land. You have to have.
I mean, but everybody can find something that's now skatable.
Have you ever brought it to the grapevines?
Grapevines?
You know, Highway 5 when you
oh,
get.
Oh, yeah, of course.
When you, there's these huge hills over
ooh,
there.
Ooh, the runaway truck ramp.
Yeah.
That's a good theme.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do Takeshi's Castle. You know that crazy Japanese game show where like people are jumping on those giant floaty things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to have like a massive like paddle like going across like a pendulum that could just take you out.
That'd be cool.
You know, a couple of them like scissors.
Yeah. I back that. I'm going to tell you a little story. 1998.
Mm-hmm.
No, 1999. Transworld puts in their printed magazine top five worst websites in all of skateboarding.
Yes. Ooh, this is sounding good.
If somebody can find me that issue, I will pay for it. Email me epicallytrife@yahoo.com. Thrasher magazine was listed as one of them.
Is this in what magazine? Transworld?
Transworld. Wow. Fausto at the time read that.
Yeah.
He came into my office and he told me and Paul Zawanich, these guys are fucked. We're about to take over. And we never looked back.
Fuck yeah.
Are you a collector or are you a hoarder?
Definitely not a collector. Probably closer to a hoarder, but I just love skateboard stuff. Like pretty much like never have had it dim out at all. Like I'm just so, like Bullet Road Weapons, like I have a closet, like a shelf full of them. Like, cause I just like the oily texture and the graphic and like,
wow.
Just fucking love the shit. And like, there's like, I have weird shit that I wouldn't say I know anybody else like that, where like, what I want to go to the coffee shop, right? It's like 3 blocks away or 4 blocks away. And it's like, I can't just grab a skateboard and go, I have to build one. And so I have to have all these things ready to build it, because I saw Gleam in the Cube and my life fucking changed. Yabo's room, where Christian Slater needs to go and avenge his fucking brother's death. He can't have hard wheels. He needs the big soft ones. And so he goes to Yabo's room. He's like, give me those wheels. He's got the diamond plate board.
Yeah.
Generic chrome ass trucks. Like, what were those GNS trucks? And then he's able to freaking do the method air off the Jersey barrier and whap that dude in the back of the head. And so I wanted to do, I saw that and I was like, what if you could just build a skateboard when your friend needed one? And so, like, my whole life, I've had, like, a full-on skate shop in my room. Like,
okay.
Just everything. Like, Bullets and fucking Indies. Like, Goings even. Like,
right.
Just everything. And I've really stockpiled boards so that I have something to ride.
Yeah, you've got tons of boards.
But mostly, like, 1991.
What if Winkowski gets fired and they stop making these old-school-style boards?
I think it's amazing how many shapes are out there now. Here's where it changed. The Crooked Hosoi. Do you remember that board? I have a lot of Hosoi stuff, for sure. Mm-hmm. The bootleg hammerheads and stuff. But the Crooked Hammerhead Hosoi, 2002 it came out. That was when BBS started making wider veneers. Because until then, I was getting 9-inch wide uncut boards. And trying to get 9 inches out of a 9-inch uncut, you can't do it because there's like a little bit of difference in the plies. And so if you have those, they'll start flapping, you know. It's like putting your rails on
right
when they're, you know, not properly. And so now you can get all these crazy different shapes, and it's like I had to cut my own stuff for years and years.
Let's switch gears a little bit here. We're in Watsonville. We're at Jason Jesse's beautiful compound at Edge of America. Talk about Jason. How long have you known him? How'd you meet JJ? Old Jesse boy.
I'm pretty sure we met at Skate Station. My friend tried to sell him my Julian Stranger flying high board. And I was like, oh, it's not for sale. And he's like, but no, like, I'll give you all this stuff. And like, so I went up to Consolidated, and he actually gave me some pretty rad stuff. Got like this Mark Gonzalez poster and stuff. And
that was when Jason was writing for Consolidated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or working there or whatever. And I'd go up there once in a while. I think I even tried to give him a sponsor me video one time, but it's so embarrassing. Like, I hate myself. Like, I had long hair, and like, I was like just some geek. That sponsor me video is probably so horrible.
We gotta find it.
I hope that they don't.
Let's put it on the gram.
That's fine with me, but cringeworthy. But yeah, Jason's great. He'll show up at my house with a fucking jet ski. Like, go. We'll actually even
is that surf the Jason sometimes. Jet ski story?
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor that he would smash from Santa Cruz to Pacific Grove at night. It'd take him 15 minutes
on a jet ski.
It's only 17 nautical miles.
Is point that to point, true, only 17 or is miles. That urban legend?
It's urban. It's a sub-aquatic Terranean legend, yeah.
Whoa.
But Jason Jesky, definitely, that's a legend. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, we have a lot of fun.
I made a little rhyme up on the way over here.
Ooh.
It was something, I'll probably botch it, but it goes something like this. Just like Clint Eastwood was Monterey Overlord, we got Zaroche. He's the king of the dirt board.
I'm so hyped to be associated with dirt. You giving me credit? I think that's fucking great. I just want people
to Noah Peacock turned everyone onto it in the Thrasher video. Right.
That's true. And
what are you going to need? You're going to need gloves.
He's going to need gloves. My brother pioneered two pairs of jeans at the same time. Because there's a lot of rocks out there. But I really wanted Phelps to come. And in fact, for King of the Road, I pleaded with them. I was like, whatever, if we have beef, like, live up to what he thinks I should be. You know, he told me I needed to learn eggplants. I'm like, sorry, that's just not me. Peter Gunn does eggplants. Well, really good.
Eggleston.
Exactly. And he was right. I just knew he would love it. Because
you know what else he said?
Huh.
Caswell Berry needs to invent the Caswell Ariel.
Yep. Has he not, though?
I don't know. He told Caswell years ago. I mean, he's acid.
Grip tape.
Last week's guest, Lee Sharon,
did
a lot of acid.
Menlo Park.
Have you guys ever done acid together?
Definitely not, no.
No?
I didn't know anybody.
Oh.
I would come up and try and find Derby Park every weekend. I mean, we'd eventually find it, but I was trying to let alone find other skateboarders. I mean,
this was the 90s. Acid got invented in Menlo Park?
I'm pretty sure.
Timothy Leary?
Where they invented it. That's where, like, the original LSD.
And then they took it up to Haight-Ashbury and fucking...
Well, that's where they distributed it, but I'm pretty sure Menlo Park was where it came. Yeah.
We can't end this podcast, not saying we're about to, but we can't end it without giving this Andy Mack story out. WSVT.
Oh, man. I was put on the hot spot for that, man. Yeah. I ended up passing that hot spot off to Daryl Delgado, the Alva of Alva fame. He was like our token Alva guy besides Mario.
He was Narnar.
Oh, Daryl Delgado is insane.
Right.
He would purposely take you to the worst pools. Worst. Like, you would go and skate the street roam, and it didn't have any transition. I don't know why they'd do it. Anyhow, I show up to the bridge, and, like, it's just, I could tell that he had just gotten in there, and he's in there with his dog with a remote control shock collar, and a dog would bark, and he would shock it, and it would shit himself, like, mid-front blunt. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I actually was going to school at the time. I was leaving, and then Daryl Delgado shows up. I'm like, hey, I got to go to school real quick. Like, I have this class. Like, I'm just going to leave you in here with Andy. And, like, you know, when the other guys show up, you can explain to them what's going on. Because there was a while there when people didn't come skate.
Right.
My friend Luke would tell me who he saw at the stoplight that day. So, yeah, Bob Burnquist up there just, like, peering through his steering wheel, and, like, people are, like, honking at him. And I know it's him. Like, and, like, Brian Patch and Andy Mack, like, these dudes were all, and Omar even, but Omar was part of the crew after that.
So what, it was dudes that knew they shouldn't skate there because they didn't help?
No, I think at that point, this was maybe earlier on when it was, what are they building, like, when's it going to be ready, like,
oh, it wasn't done
and then
yet.
There was a while, I mean, we extended that whole, like, it's still being built, park is closed for probably 3 years, but it seemed like 10. That was just an amazing time to be there.
Well, I know some people that I won't name that will never go there because say
it's horrible.
They'll get vibed for not helping.
Hey, I'll get vibed down there too. There's a whole new crew there that
I'll show up any day of the week and fucking just walk right in.
There's two things. There's a trade show. The trade show we would purposely, like, try to keep the park especially dirty and, like, closed, like, throw pallets and dirt and water, flood the place, whatever. But then there's also this phenomenon that happens there where, say, someone shows up there that skates there all the time and shows up there at 9 a.m. and just is kind of lurking out, didn't get a bagel from the Gelato Vera street, and he's kind of in a bad mood or whatever, and is lurking out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else from Ocean Beach that's never been there, it's like a, you know, college student, shows up, looks around and sees some dude in a hooded sweatshirt, he's gonna think that dude's a local, like, whoa, did you build this place? And, you know, these dudes will look kind of to the left and the right and say, yeah, built this shit, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, you helped out on it, whatever, jumpers. You know, and so, but then the real dudes that you ask that question, they're like, I'm from Ohio. Like, and it's pretty neat. Like, there's some very unsung heroes there.
Big Sperm.
Sperm was a master of the hose down, and he was in charge of all the clear spray in the park.
Was that before or after the Jeep demo you did in Vegas, though?
Jeep demo was insane because it was Matt Moffitt and myself, and Tony, of course, but it was like
Tony the Birdman Hawk?
It was mostly a BMX demo, but they Matt had Hoffman? Like... No. Okay. I love BMX freestyle. Like pre-gyro.
Who is the San Francisco
Martin
guy?
Aparicio. Shit.
Ray Gardia.
Okay, was he a freestyle guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at any rate, they wanted to just do this crazy show, and they had, like, all the kookiest shit. Like, the dudes with the weird spring boots, like, ooh, doing backflip. Just crazy stuff. It was for Jeep distributors.
That was Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Jeep Jam.
He was sponsored by them. It was right when Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 was coming out.
Wow.
And we signed non-disclosure stuff, but... they just were doing all this crazy shit. But what was crazy was that they sent us onto the stage after these fire spitters or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, like, just spilled fuel all over the stage. And it's, like, already slippery. And Moffitt, like, bailed his board.
Damn.
Must think this Jeep Grand Cherokee four-door is pretty awesome. Look what's in the back seat. It's even more awesome.
Oh, shit.
Tony Hawk would actually handle it pretty well, even with like a... I mean, I guess that introduction was scripted.
Right.
But, Tony Hawk's the best. He's great. He's goofy foot. But,
there's only one Birdman.
Yeah.
My favorite was standing on the deck of his vert ramp with Jake, and Jake would yell out tricks, and Tony would do them. It was,
oh, that's great.
It was so sick.
Ooh, that's good. Was this a NorCal or...
No, Tony's ramp in Birdhouse down Folger. Wherever Encinitas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the indoor one.
Vista.
Yeah.
Vista. You want to know who my favorite skater is? Phil fucking Espenshade. I know it's Gullwing. I know it's Southern California.
I never heard of him.
You never heard of Skull Skates?
I've heard of Skull Skates. I've heard of Gullwing. Yaddle Schmaddle and Beef to the Cream. I had this crazy motherfucking dream. It was something about David Lynch making a mini documentary about you.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Exactly. I have no idea. I'm not going to say no. They hit me up. I had actually gone to college in Fairfield, Iowa. And I don't know exactly how it came about, but my mom taught us transcendental meditation. Not taught us how to do it, but taught us like about it and stuff. And,
right.
It's like, I want to make something clear. I meditate, but it's not like, oh, I'm feeling spiritual. I'm going to go meditate, guys. Like, I don't talk about it. You've known me for 15 years. It's like a thing I do because I want to use, like, I woke up and I had
the
human body, and we're not using, we just have an outward stroke. The source of all creativity is within you. You can do all this amazing stuff. There's so much creativity and just whatever. Like, not even just creativity, good luck, less accidents. Like, you drop, like, skater's reflex. You drop a coffee mug and you catch it and it's right side up.
Right.
I want all of that. I want to, like, basically fulfill my dreams every single day. So I take the time to pull the arrow back, preferably, so that I can go farther.
Right.
You know, I was going to school and whatever. There was a lot of kids from Fairfield there, and so some of those kids work for David Lynch Foundation Television.
Oh.
And at any rate, they said, we ran this idea by David, and he wants us to focus on it. We want to come out there and do this thing with you. You know, it's only a 20-minute thing, but I was like, you know, it's not really the coolest thing to do. It was something that I, like, they asked me to do, and I did it, and it was actually pretty cool. I mean, I don't want to watch it, personally, because I hate the sound of my own voice, but, yeah. I met David out there. We had a picture taken, like, kind of nonchalantly, and we both had the same hairdo. Pretty cool.
How does it
I didn't know what to ask the freaking... They put me on stage with them. They're like, ask him some questions. And I'm like, so like this, that, and the other. Like, what do you think? And he's like, I learned about sex.
It was all about meditation?
What's that? The documentary? Or
or the experience. I don't know.
So like...
What was
there
the
was
documentary?
An event.
It was filming you interview
him? It was
him?
Us in San Francisco, skating Potrero Park. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like... interviews and like just kind of What really came out of it, Schmitty, was they have this thing called the Center for Consciousness-Based Education in San Francisco, in like Visitation Valley and all these inner city schools like Hoover, Everett, all these schools inside of the city where they teach the entire staff and the kids, mostly middle school. They teach them to meditate. They don't have to meditate. They just have to be quiet for 10 minutes or whatever. They needed someone that actually meditated like regularly to be like, hey, this is what I do. Like, I do this so that I don't go and stick my fingers in someone's meat at the grocery store because I'm pissed off at them cutting in line. Like, I don't road rage, whatever. And so they'd have me come in and we'd play the, we'd play that video and they'd think that I had some type of, like, look, he's in the David Lynch thing. And so I'm happy to be that guy for that moment. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like, yeah, hey, I, like, do you know Tony Hawk? I'm like, yeah, I know Tony. Like, what's it, like, didn't Jason get out of, like, a federal offense
for
having Tony Hawk's number in his cell phone? Like, look, guys.
You know Tony Hawk.
You know Tony
the guy
Hawk
from Jackass. I know meditation's so hard for me. Like, I start shaking when I try to do it.
It's a technique. Like, you're basically hypnotizing yourself. It's not...
Right.
It's not something you try and do. It's like, actually pretty effortless, and that's what's cool about it. I mean, you could go and, like, look it up online and probably stress yourself out trying to figure it out, but, like, you know,
you think it could get me to Australia?
That's possible.
Because
I attribute a lot of great things happening in my life to meditating and just like letting go of stuff.
I mean, call.
So it's cool for that 20 minutes. Like, you're definitely relaxing, right? But you're also, like, influencing events. You know what I'm saying?
But aren't you kind of, like, totally, like, having mind control? You're being able to say, I don't want to think right now about any of this stuff, well, and turning it off almost.
Yeah, well, you're not that's what favoring I can't do. Thoughts. And you're totally shutting stuff down. You're actually going to the switchboard and shutting stuff
down.
That's
what I want.
You're going and shutting stuff down so that your mind can go into this second state. It's like dolphins have that second brain.
Right.
That's like semi-conscious of predators still. Mm-hmm. But you're shutting stuff down and your body's able to rest and then come back out and be like, dude, I have this fucking great idea. Right when I started meditating, that's when all this stuff started happening. Like, got my first photo in Thrasher, got my passport in the mail, all kinds of great stuff.
Well, I'm gonna hit some switches and turn this thing off for Let's a second that. While we take a piss, and I'm gonna meditate for a little bit, and we'll be
hey,
right
you can use that for a lot of stuff
back.
Check out lowcarbmag.com. leave in the comments, Magnet Head sent me, and I'll throw you in some free stuff.
This is Lizzie Armanto, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
Well, look at that. We are back. Would you look at that?
What did the cat say to the cow when he asked him what time it was?
Meow.
What do I look like, a typewriter?
Ooh, we got jokes. You want to go Richard Little for us?
What's that?
Who's your best impression?
Jeez.
You want me to do a call?
Oh, jeez. So you went and married old Norm son of a Gunderson, huh?
Fargo represent?
Yeah, that's my favorite movie.
What about... Do you want to know who my impression is?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street News.
That's very good. He was my favorite.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do fucking word association. This is my new fun game.
I'm
ready?
No.
And here we go. The first one, Mike Crabtree.
The Crabtree Challenge.
Oh.
Thrasher Magazine. You had to ollie as high as a skateboard standing up if you're going to skate a handrail.
Nice.
Still looking for that issue.
Elon Musk.
Longmont Potion Castle.
Robopocalypse.
1993 Ford STX.
Platypus.
Burrows 50-foot-long tunnels underground.
Clint Eastwood.
Read a good book.
Henry Miller.
There's lots of aliens in Big Sur. They're in outer space.
John Steinbeck.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, yeah?
Carmel
take,
Architect.
Take that.
Yeah.
Take that, fucker. Have you ever been to the Steinbeck Museum?
That's in Salinas.
Yeah.
That I've not been inside. I've skated the stairs off front.
Have you ever been to the Monterey Aquarium?
The Fish Museum?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Many times.
Have you ever been to the Henry Miller Museum?
I've been to the Henry Miller Library.
And Big Sur.
I've seen Dinosaur Jr. there. Jay Mascus.
I saw the pics.
We were like, is he going to suck? That's right. No invite. I tried to get, that was an expensive ticket.
That was a free ticket. That was me and Cranny on the guest list. Hold on. You're not going to believe this. We just got a phone call. Apparently, Jason Jesse is on the phone with a full mouth of food.
Hey.
I'm doing great.
I missed you.
Fuck it. I'll write it and we'll do it live. No, we'll do it live.
Let's do it live. Yeah. Zarosh.
Yeah, hi.
Is this Zarosh?
That's me.
Okay, cool. You, it's Jason. Remember me? We're Jason's friends? Jason's friends of Jason? This is Jason.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Two first names.
You got the jet ski?
Still? Yeah. I'll call you guys back in a minute. I got it. The UPS is here.
All right, we got a caller.
Hi, Zarosh. It's Jason Jesse.
Hi. Jinx. Did you ever get the sponsor video I left you, or?
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually have it right now on the VCR.
Yeah. That's true. It was a VHS tape.
Yeah. That's,
was it too long?
I'm not making it up. It's in the VCR.
Jesus. So
it's super long.
I got a question for you. What's my cousin's full name?
Oh, Dolphin Sage. Sage Raspberry, right? We're talking about
starts
him?
With Forest.
Yeah. Forest. Sage. Dolphin. Bombatree. You know what? If you could actually jog my memory.
Yeah, Forest, Raspberry, Sage, Dolphin Tree. Think of it like this.
It was a dolphin tree. That was it.
He was born, no midwife, but
yeah, the uncle that yelled at me walked outside, looked at...
Yes, that's right. He saw Sage and Raspberry growing outside.
I've seen that, so that's
climbed
true.
Climbed the tree.
Of course he did.
And saw the dolphins in the ocean right there, Dolphin Tree. Then he threw in Tom Bombadil, who's the Keeper of the Forest from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, which is...
Is that a movie?
Legit. No, it's never made in a movie. It's just the book.
Radical.
And it literally protected him because Forrest has 9 lives. He fell off a cliff.
No, he's in the earliest.
And survived. The lighthouse was flashing and would illuminate him on the beach, and they had to carry him up this cliff. It was crazy. He's like survived all kinds of stuff. Have you seen him dirtboard before?
So go ahead and just say his name again.
Right Forrest Raspberry Sage Dolphin Tree. Tom Bombadil, McFadden Eggleston.
No, you know, a friend of mine's here and her water just broke. I'm going to call you right back.
Like she's doing yoga and her water jug spilled?
It's a birth. It's part of the birthing cycle. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jason.
I feel like that went well.
I got a question for you, though, related to that. I know we don't talk about other people's drug problems, but was there drugs involved in that cousin naming?
I think that there was inspiration for that, for sure.
It's a lot of names.
I have heard some really good variations of it. Cranny was like, used to like, once in a while I get phone calls, like Justin Strubing would be like, what's your cousin's name? Real quick, I'm a trivia night. And it's like, Rainbow Surf Dolphin. It's like Rainbow Anteater. And like, there's no rainbow. It's Forest Raspberry Sage Dolphin Tree Tom Bombadil. Like,
yeah.
But it's so sick because.
Did he go to school?
A little bit. He went to Valley High.
Did.
That place was crazy.
Did he get any torture from the kids?
No, he was such an original. He would he was hyped on that. I mean, there was a little bit of time when he wasn't really into the name, but then he like recently like broke down the meaning to us, and he's super into it.
Is
like,
the meaning true? What you just said?
Oh yeah, for sure.
The guy climbed a tree and saw dolphins.
Well, proverbially climbed the tree. Yes. Oh. But yeah, I mean, that is one. Individual unique person, like he is carved his own path, like, you know, people make up their own languages, basically, like slang. Like he had the whole town saying different weird things that he had come up with.
What's like, he do with his life?
Art yeah, all night, like just
oh he's like
he had
brother?
This thing called the Underground Forest, which was like this basically like this bunker under the Carmel Barnyard.
Right.
Like Robota Sushi. There's like a green screen in there. But then every other wall in the whole place was just screen printed and like painted. The ceiling, the floor.
No way.
It was just splatter paint everywhere.
That's amazing.
He said it'd been getting pretty real in there. It was an understatement. But we grew up skating together. My brother also skates too. Zubin. And he's a carpenter. But... Rushad cannot skate at all. The cellist, he absolutely has no... Anything with wheels, he can't do it.
Okay.
It's like some weird alien thing.
Yeah.
How many of the podcasts have you listened to? Have you listened
probably to about any? Five of them. I've listened definitely to the
did you have a
Sneaks,
favorite?
Toad. I love the Tony Farmer one.
Really?
That's great, yeah.
That's your favorite?
It's like hearing about all these 90s dudes like Reuben Orkin. And I'd wanted a Reuben Orkin shirt so bad when it came out in the mag.
Yeah.
Said, I'm a friend of Reuben Orkin.
Right.
And then recently I found one.
Oh,
that
shit.
Says I'm a friend of Reuben Orkin. It was cool. It's like wasn't actually a friend of Reuben Orkin, but like you could get the T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
You did want to talk about or share a Jake Phelps?
Oh yeah, for sure. I was a roadie for Hightower, somewhat.
Okay.
Back then, I had a really good phone number, 300 Oral 619, and it was actually really weird because I lost the phone. And whoever got the phone number after that got so many calls, and I missed so many fucking opportunities. Like,
yeah.
I was supposed to go to Maine with those guys to, like, the Rob Stock.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, I didn't even have a way to check my voicemail. But we went to Oregon one time to play, like, a house party, and it was just balls to the wall. Like, drive that long just to go play one show at like some tiny house in Oregon, and it was just lit the whole time. Like,
those guys are savage. Skated.
It was just so sick.
I'm pretty sure that they played like 200 times in 1 year or something.
Jesus. Like, I don't doubt it.
They played some crazy
amazing,
amount of
amazing
time.
Sustainable energy.
Yeah, you got a favorite jam of theirs?
Yeah, I Am the Wall Ride. I think there was a mini ramp there, and Peter Gunn was living up there, so he came and met us over there, and we were just like, it was not really a joust, but you just drop in and try to body check each other, the artist.
Oh, sick.
We were just going for it and tried to ollie the stairs out of their house, and like Pete would like just fall on his face. He was drunk. And then that night I was just like, fuck it, just leave me at Burnside. So I slept there, and I woke up to some dude carving around me. I'm like, what an asshole. And then I saw the snake tattoo. I'm like, that's Jake Phelps. And I was like, well, fuck, dude, I'm fucking skating. I want to fucking skate with this dude. Like, and it was really a rad session, actually. Like, I like tried to pull it together, but I was just so fucked up that, like, from the night before. And he's just like crushed, you know, like when Jake's like cool to you, it's a cool thing, you know. And then like every other time he's a dick, but
yeah.
Like, it was really neat. And like, he was like backside D and this thing, and he was like skating tough, you know. And I always remember that he told me, I was like, oh yeah, like my fucking boards like keeps shooting out to the left. It's fucking really fucked up. He's all, it's called crabbing. And I was like, what? Crabbing, right?
Yeah.
And I was so hyped on it, and nobody has ever cared about that term. Like, nobody cares. And I was like, yeah, I cared?
It's an East Coast thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
He brought that from
Massachusetts, I think.
Soggy wood or something.
Yeah, fuck. That's still
tweaking
me out.
Yeah, man. That's devastating.
Well, let's end this on a good note. Call your brother and see if he's down to play a little jam on the way out of here.
It's 4:30 right now. He's probably just waking up. Rashad. What are you doing?
What's up?
Playing the cello.
We need some cello play for the end of this podcast here.
Oh.
Could you give us some tunes?
What do you mean? Like, email you something?
Oh, no. Could you just play the cello to take us out of this thing real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Here's what I was working on. Give you a But a faster thing. What was that faster thing I was
doing? Yes.
There's a faster one that I was working on yesterday.
Thanks, Chad. Fuck yes. That's some good stuff. I had a feeling you'd pick up.
That was sick, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no props.
All right, that's it.
That'll wrap it thanks, up. Me. Fuck yeah, thank you.
I'm going back to Monterey.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.